Blog Talk Radio. listen.
Somebody told me that you would watch all my sins.
Hallelujah.
And cleanse me from all the scars that are so deep within. So I'm calling to you. If you can hear me, I don't know how.
He's never too busy.
unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Keep reading.
you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength. And help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
Yes, it is.
evening. Greetings. Salutations. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Presentation of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. Listen. And if you want to participate in any way, press 1. Get in the rotation. Tonight, as y'all know, we started a little early, and that's to account for lack of numbers, but that's okay, because we're here. Of course, you've got me, Paul Sampson, your humble host, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's good with you tonight, Van?
Doing pretty good, Paul. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm sitting out here on the patio, or not the, well, the front porch, and just chilling. It's trying to start raining, and I'm hoping it's not going to. But so far, I'm just sitting out here. It's lovely temperature finally. But other than that, I'm good. Been a little hectic day as always, but hey, that's what keeps us young. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. No complaints, you know?
I know that's right.
You know? I mean, if I ain't had to go to work tomorrow, that would be great. But, you know, hey.
Well, yeah. If somebody I was that person in Illinois, I would be good. That hit that billion-dollar lottery thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's a lot of money for one person. But hey,
yes,
congratulations
indeed.
To them.
Yeah, right.
I guess the Lord ain't ready to trust me at all. Oh, that kind of money yet.
No, no. I think in my case that might be a good thing.
Yeah. Mind you.
I don't know. I might lose my mind. Oh, my
I think
goodness.
We all would, Paul. I think we all would.
Yeah, right? Maybe just for a little bit, you know?
Right,
just
right.
A little
bit. A little bit.
Yeah. With something like that, you would definitely have to accept that on your knees, praying, dear Lord, please, dear Lord, dear, please, daddy, please, please, please. Help me. Because my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. You know, like I say, things happen for a reason. He might be ready.
Maybe.
But we here, you know, last Sunday every month, you know, we like to first and foremost lay the platform available for the youth and any young folk out there. But it's up to the grown folk, because those are the ones that mainly listen to the program, to tell the young folk that there's a platform for them to come. If they want to vent, they want to get off their chest something about something going on in school that you might not want to talk to your parents about, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Van frequently, when he prays the program in, asks for coverage of our children. You know, this is something that's very important that we have to avail ourselves, you know, to listen to them, because they tell us things. But we gotta
yes.
Listen.
Yes, indeed.
So you don't
wake
up and walk into your kid's room one day and see the makings of a bomb and you never knew it. You know, or pictures of him self-mutilating, but you never knew it. You just gotta listen and pay attention to our children. They are vulnerable right now. The enemy's on the attack.
Yes, yes.
And I know you're very passionate about the children and protection as well, Van.
Of course, I got children of my own, and I would want to see nothing happen to them or anyone else's child, to be honest.
It's a little tentative these days. But, you know, that's why we need to stay prayed up. Speaking of
Absolutely.
Being prayed up, man, my brother, would you do us the honor to evening of opening things up in prayer.
Sure, it'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you right now, Lord God, asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we pray that you hear us tonight, Lord God, as we do lift up our children to you. Father God, we ask for a hedge of protection for those who are already going back to school and those who will be going back to school in the next few weeks, Lord God. Father God, our children see things that we don't see. So, Father God, please keep protecting them as you do. Father God, we want to ask protection around every poet, every caller, every listener of the show tonight, Lord God, that you will bless them mightily, Lord God. Whatever way they need to be blessed, Lord God, as you see fit, so that we can continue to do your will and tell somebody else because of our testimony of your blessings, Lord God. And even if you decide not to bless us, Lord God, we will always testify about your goodness, Lord God, because there is none like you, and all the glory truly belongs to you, Lord God. Father God, so we want to tell you that we love you tonight, and we honor you and adore you and cherish you. For we ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, man.
Absolutely. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. You know, I almost get a little bummed out when I look at the state of affairs these days, but fortunately, I know whose I am, so I don't allow it to get me down, but it's just sad for those who don't know, who don't have the confidence of saying that, yes, I'm going to be able to weather the storm, and if the storm gets me, I'm going to heaven, so it doesn't matter. It's still a win-win situation. You know, there's so many out there that just don't know. So we have to do our jobs, you know. Spread the word. Be the light. Since we don't have any children out there this evening thus far, what say you, we begin with a little bit of poetry and see where things go. Ben,
absolutely.
Who went first last week? And last
God went first, Paul.
I think it was you. I mean, between you and I.
I said God went first.
I think you did go first. I know that's right. I know that's right. So, I'm going to start. I guess I'm going to start with this one. I'm going to start us off this week. And then I'll allow you. So we'll be honest with you during the next one. And then we're going to open the mic for the caller. And we'll see where we go from there. That sound all right with you?
Sounds perfect.
I really wasn't sure what I was going to do, but this one popped up, so I guess this is the one I'm supposed to do. And it is a child of the Most High. For those who have low self-esteem or are feeling overwhelmed by life, you're a failure. And the loser, here you go again, out of work, collecting welfare, draining society. That seemed to be your sole contribution to life. Why don't you end it all? A pistol, maybe a knife. After all, you're useless. You can't get it right. So you seem to try with all your might. And those tears you hold back are getting tiresome, for an ocean of them you have cried. Maybe it would have been better for all if you were never born or had died. I mean, what have you contributed or done to warrant life? Who have you blessed by your existence? Go ahead. End it all. Get it over with. You know you want to. So why do you even put up this resistance? Why? 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 Well, if you really must know, then I shall enlighten you. My purpose for living, my successes and failures aren't for mankind.
the lives I may or may not have blessed are all part of God's design. It is He who governs my existence, my life, and my work. It is He who says I am to exist on this planet called Earth. He who created all that there is has decided that I am worthy to live. So, Satan, you can take those weak thoughts back to hell. I am here, and through my failures, I have a story to tell. A story of a loving God and His love for me. A story of a loving God whose love has set me free. A story that, God willing, will reach another soul and through my story and God's love, pull another from despair's dark hole. With God's help, my story may ignite a desire in another to know my God. And then their salvation can unfold. Ooh. I now see through Satan's attempts to bring me down, his desire to grind me up and stomp me into the ground, but he won't get that off. I am a child of the Most High. I have a hidden power sourced from the creator of the earth and sky. He who sacrificed his life for me that I may have eternal life. Satan and his lies can never pay my sins price. So take your despair, your self-loathing, and your doubts and get thee behind. The scales have been lifted. I am no longer blind. After all, from you there is nothing to fear. Jesus the Christ has already whooped your behind. I am a child of the Most High God, and as such, I am in the very best hands. I have nothing to fear, no need to fret. I am a victorious man. Fear and despair are for the unsaved and do not belong in my life. I, as a child of the Most High God, am co-heir with Jesus Christ. I have no business wallowing in despair and stress. Through God's love had already delivered me from worse mess. I am confessing all of this to you to ensure you know beyond any doubt. Victory can be and shall forever be yours. In God, we have the utmost clout. Do not allow the enemy to hold you down. God is willing and able to raise you up. Fear, uncertainty, and all forms of self-doubt have all been washed away with salvation's cup. Remember whose you are, a child of the Most High, a jewel, a precious life in the Creator's eye. Never allow doubt to besiege you again. God's love is forever. Believe this, and you shall always win. Poem.
Wow. That was amazing, Paul. You had a whole lot of passion in that piece, too. God be pleased.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That one was written in a whole another time and place, but it popped out tonight. Phew. I think it was meant to be. I feel a lot lighter after that. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amazing piece.
Thank you, thank you. But you know, I never take all the credit because I have to be honest. I cheat. I'm not gonna say I cheat. I get smart. I get help from my daddy. I don't call that cheating when I go to him. I'm gonna stop saying
that's
that.
Right.
My brother, you know, God
is
so vast with his talents, with his uses and purposes that we don't see or whatever. So he uses us in many ways. And I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that he uses you as well. So
What have you to bless us with this evening, my brother?
I have this piece that I wrote. It's called Into the Dark Place.
Mic is yours, King.
Thank you. Lord, help me out of this dark place. I'm tired of tears falling down my face, all because no one seems to understand what it's like to be me, and with the palm of my hands closed together, I get choked up on what I'm supposed to say to help me be better. I get lost in my own words when I speak, wondering what am I to say to God, who's all-knowing even when I'm weak. The darkness consumes me. The light fights and fights vividly. All the promises you've made to me, I keep wondering if I'll ever see them come true, but sometimes I feel it's hard for me to see any acts of positivity flowing from heaven. I turn my cheek 7 times 70, waiting for my true revelation to come to fruition. But this darkness tries to keep overtaking me in my strong and weakened condition. God, are you listening? My sweat like great drops of blood pouring out onto the concrete, making blackthorn roses grow at my feet. But the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, right? That's what the darkness would have me to believe. But the blood of my Savior tells me to trust in his holiness and savor all the abundant blessings he has just waiting for me in the light. And now I'm confessing that I need thee every hour so I can shine with his power. Poem.
Van, that's a powerful piece, but the timing of that piece is just like, for me, it's just like, well, there's no such thing as coincidence, but that piece kind of told me why the piece I did had to be done. You pointed out so many areas that I think we've all been into where we have that question, you know.
Right.
But because we are heirs of the throne, despite those dark places, I couldn't believe, praise God, he's brought me out of many a dark place.
Hallelujah.
I love that piece, bro.
To God be the glory for his glory.
Yes, he is in the midst. When two or more gather, he is in the midst. Hallelujah. Welcome, Father. Have your way, Lord. Oh, man. I know what I wanted to say before I open this other mic. I shouldn't even say it because it's only just us here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Yes, because I'm going to just tease a little bit, but I want y'all to look forward to a divine inspiration and another person collab coming relatively soon.
Uh-oh.
Well, and that's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I got to say about that. Now, with that being said, let's welcome into the festivities none other than Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Hello, Pamela.
She's in the other room.
Is she
room
growling
right
again?
Now, but no, but
okay.
Like I said, she's in the other room right now, so she probably doesn't hear, you know, what's going on. Sound is probably
okay.
Not good.
So Van, we're safe right now. She's not growling at us.
Thank
we
God.
Don't have respect to get gnarling teeth come through the speakers at us.
Right.
Oh, man. So what's going on in the great state of Texas these days, Amelia?
Not much. You know, I live a very boring life. But it's been like thunder and lightning storms throughout the week. And speaking about Pamela, she's terrified of the thunder. And if you could imagine an extremely large, muscular dog having an anxiety attack and trying to climb into your lap because she's scared.
Yeah, okay. I've seen it.
It's so adorable.
Sometimes the best. Sometimes it's the real big, the biggest ones that cower the quickest.
Right.
It's us, those of us a little shorter in stature that weather the storm, you know. Amelia, I know you didn't call in here to just run your mouth with us, although that's part of it. But I know you brought something with you to share with us and to bless the airwaves. Would I be correct in that assumption?
Yes, you would be. And it, matter of fact, it's fresh ink. And it just was a topic I felt imperative to write about. So you'll see how it develops throughout the poem. But the name of the poem is called Masquerades of the Unholy. Masquerades of the Unholy.
Sounds like Mardi Gras. Okay, the mic is yours, Queen.
They sneak into the churches or just begin one of their own. Yet they are from far from godly. Sick perversions of various kinds. Many don't realize Satan knows the Bible too. Lucifer was once God's favorite angel, his ride or die, or you could say lie or burn guy. His undoing was his arrogance and pride. He couldn't stand to see humans placed higher than himself by God. He has been warring against humanity ever since, devising new and innovative ways to bring all of us into his damnation. He is a star in the underground pit of fire, the reason Eve was kicked out of her home, the cause of so many being misled, misunderstood, misery and suffering too. He has sent many ambassadors throughout mankind's history. Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler, Vlad the Impaler, Idi Amin, and Nero, to name a few of the more famous. Yet even today, we have a demonic presence, and it has been taking up residence in various churches and other places of worship. There are ministers, pastors, clergy of all various kinds, elders, and various congregational people that actually use the holy place of worship as a front for evil satanic worship and sacrifices. Shocking, stunning, amazing information. Unfortunately, it's absolutely true. Beware of those folks and places of worship, because you just might find out that dear, kind pastor, the sweet, sensitive choir director, the truthful, decent elder, the knowledgeable, biblical expert fellow Christian in your churches are actually a person headed straight to hell and wants to bring you along for the ride. There has been many led astray because of people filled with dead man's bones and blackness in their souls. Many of the nice old guy is actually a pedophilia sex fiend, and that deacon uses the church to lure young men who are deeply troubled because he is a undercover in the closet gay man attempting to portray himself as a married man. The sweet lady is a murderous satanic cult leader. In addition to the deaconess that is luring down on their luck females and use them in their bed, and that fabulous pastor is a undercover pimp, and or he is running around cheating on his wife with a dozen females. We must truly study our Bibles to be vigilant as to who we allow in our homes, hearts, and even our places of worship. We really must be prayerful, watchful, and apply large amounts of discernment and caution. As the world grows more and more evil, we must understand that the war that has been in the spiritual realm is beginning to take shape in the earthly realm. We must fight in our prayers, not just in our society, but understand that our spiritual fighting is just as important, actually even more so. We are constantly attacked through music, TV, video games, and movies of our society. Just as you may be cautious about what foods you consume, or don't drink alcoholic beverages and don't partake in various drugs, you must watch out what music you listen to, what TV shows you watch, and the movies you view, in addition to what games you play. There is a force that is attempting to destroy your soul. It takes on various forms, but its ultimate goal is to pull you into the pit of damnation. This is a serious warning. There are people that serve Satan that have been infiltrating churches and various places of worship to distort, destroy, and bring total damnation to the entire human race. Whatever is taught in these houses of worship should align perfectly with the Bible. I strongly urge you to read and read and then read even more the Bible. You won't know that you're being led astray if you haven't taken the time and effort to read God's instruction manual for your life on earth. You might find your soul damned to the unending torture of Satan's pit of fire. Remember, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. What you do upon this planet will determine where you spend eternity, and that is a very, very long time. It's actually time without ending. We find in the Bible these passages, Matthew 7:15-20. Beware of false prophet clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. And 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. instead to suit their own desires. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. In addition, and does not agree with sound words, that is those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with the teaching that accords with godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing, but has an unhealthy interest in controversies and verbal disputes. This gives rise to envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant bickering by people corrupted in their minds and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a way of making a profit. So please choose wisely. You just might end up in a masquerade of the unholy. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow. Title was very fitting. Story of the Unholy. You exposed and gave attention to a lot of areas that tend to be pushed under the carpet or tried to be dismissive of things that we need to be aware of, that these times everything is suspect pretty much. but I appreciate that it once again, it's a wake up call, I think you could call it, to where we are in the evolution of man. Yeah, so thank you for bringing that this evening, Amelia. Yeah. Fresh ink. Wow. Dripping wet. Y'all heard that, right? Sam, what you got for that piece?
Yeah, I enjoyed what she brought. I was trying to figure out if it was a new book in the Bible after Revelation. It sounded like she was, you know, putting her bid out there that, you know, God was speaking to her to put this, go ahead and write a new book and make this after Revelation. But it was pretty good, Amelia. Thank you for that.
I thank you so much for your feedback, and I do try to always have my ear tuned into God's voice, and so if you look at it in that way, I'm quite honored. One love, one Mike King, continued blessings, and have a wonderful rest of your show, and I will sit back and enjoy.
Amen. God bless you, Amelia. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. We have another mic we're going to move on to. Vance, if you close that mic for me, I'm in traffic right now.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. We have another caller that we're going to be opening the mic for in just a second, who is an intricate part of the Epiphany family. So I would like you all to stand and welcome none other than La Perla Negra to the Inspiration Factory this evening. Hey, Danielle.
I was listening tonight. I did not raise my hand. I was listening tonight. Why you open my microphone?
I know you was.
I'm just listening. I didn't bring anything. I ain't bring anything. Honestly,
I
I'm dealing with them.
Say hey, Danielle.
All right. Hey, Paul. Hey, Ben. How y'all doing?
Hey, Danielle.
Because we're getting ready to go into music ministry.
So before we did that, I just wanted to say hello.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Hello. How you doing, Paul?
All right. And with that being said, while you're here, did you just want to tell them folks what you're doing with the pitch? Then I'm going to let you go.
All right, I can do that. I can definitely do that.
If you have
alternating
time for
Saturday, alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. That is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.T. I can't give y'all the topic. I really can't. Even if I had one, I couldn't, because it would be inappropriate. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Danielle. And I'm so sorry mm-hmm. for doing what I do so well, throwing people under the bus. But I just wanted to hear your voice. Thank you. I love you, girl. And now we're going
love
to go into a song that I think we all can relate to. Marvin Sapp.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all. Oh, but now
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Sing it, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my
hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice.
My hallelujah.
Lord, my hallelujah.
Yeah.
My hallelujah. Then we simply say, you deserve. Trouble, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah.
All of the glory.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory. Oh!
hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and concert and say it.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
you. I need you to
change me.
with a soothing thought, change me, O Lord. I hope you're enjoying our little music ministry session here. You're listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Be sure to press 1 if you have something to say, you want to spit a piece, you want to give a testimony, prayer request, you know, we're here for you. But in the meantime, in between times, I want y'all to sit back, get in that zone. You have something to add? Do you want to add, Van?
No, man, let's just keep rocking out, man. Let God's music.
Okay.
Music.
Yeah, I'm in my zone, man. I'm telling you. All right. So I want y'all to fall back, sit back, you know, get into that quiet place in yourself, in your head. Listen to this.
Do
a little Hezekiah Walker.
Let me hear the worshiper with all of my praises. I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is
to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise
is to our God. Come on everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Is to our God. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise
is to our God. Let's take it up one more time.
Every praise.
Come on everybody.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Is
to our God.
To our God.
Hey, this is what I love. God's not saved.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give
me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for His glory?
Oh,
if you are sick of a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
He will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
but I'm here by grace.
Oh,
through Christ by faith.
Oh,
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
and first He's starting right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. Nostrils of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time He knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause He owns all the cattle on the hill. And He's the God who wipes my tears, provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
God.
Give me that, give
Let's
me
go.
That, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that. that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercies I see.
Gentlemen, you're listening to The Inspiration Factory, platform available by none other than Tiffany, the For Real Entertainment Network, CEO, none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who happens to also be the CEO of Rawlings Jewelry. Be sure to check them out. You won't be disappointed. I got mine. You should get yours. Van, we're coming up on a segment of the show where I think we're going to do our little public service announcement, give the rundown for the Epiphany week, and we're going to praise the program out, because I'm just going to be playing music. And I don't want to just be playing music and get shut down without having the opportunity to play things out. So, my brother, would you mind sharing with us the Epiphany rundown and that most important public service announcement?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. And we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are unaware of the God that we serve, or would like to be introduced to him, through our experiences and through his written word, we can guide you into meeting him. And maybe you just might want to walk the path with him. If that is your desire tonight, please reach out to Paul Sampson and myself, and we will be happy to usher you into the kingdom of the Lord through Jesus the Christ. Paul, back to you.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. I think that's the most important statement throughout every show that we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Spreading the word, spreading or making available the pathway to the salvation that we know that comforts us and guides us and carries us. Before I go back into the music zone, because when I get into that zone, I'm gone. I'm sorry. Oh man, but listening to the songs praising God, you can't go wrong with that. Yeah,
not at all.
But anyway, before we do that, I would like to go to the throne one more time to just thank you. So won't you join me at the throne? Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the opportunity to come together to praise your name, to uplift and support one another, Father God. I ask as we enter into a new week, Father, that you enter into this week with us, Father God, to guide us, to bridle our tongues, to strengthen our hearts, to clear our minds, Father God, as we walk through this world that we've inherited. Father God, I ask that you would give your hedge of protection around those that are listening, Father God, the families that they represent, those that wanted to be here and for whatever reason couldn't, and even those that just chose not to come, Father God. Bless them, Lord. Cover them, Father. Use us as you have been, Father God, to spread your word. It's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to remind you folks that coming soon to the Inspiration Factory will be Cooking with Christ. It's getting closer, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave you salivating, wondering, what is that? Cooking with Christ, coming soon to the Inspiration Factory. And unless you have anything else that you want to share with our listeners, Ram, I'm going back to the music.
No, nah, man, I'm good. I'm in a good space.
All righty. Let's see. How about a little?
I almost so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah.
tonight. But I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Oh God, who come to tell you it's raining?